Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, this is your host, the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button, and also hit that bell icon to get videos as they drop. Drop comments below. Let's have a conversation, and also check out the description box to check out our books, our other social media across the globe. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So this video is going to be about the four reasons why I purchased McDonald's stock for my son's birthday. For his sixth birthday, I brought McDonald's stock. Reason number one, real estate. As you can see here in this article, McDonald's isn't just a fast food chain. It's a brilliant $30 billion real estate company. So when I realized that McDonald's really is not in the burger business, it's more in the real estate business. All those stores that I see around the country, all those stores I see around the globe, all those stores that, you know, I drive by every single day, then I realized that, it's more of a real estate. You know, they own all of the land. They own all of those buildings that the owners lease out to them. So that big, if cash flow dries up, and it reminds me of a company called Sears. I remember Sears, right? That was in all the malls. And when Amazon came along and started to put a dent in the retail, Sears cash flow started to dry up. Sears cash flow started to dry up. So when their cash flow started to dry up, then I started to see how they started to sell their real estate. They started to sell their space and inside of malls, all that great stuff. So then I started realizing, it had a large stockpile in real estate. And if McDonald's stops selling burgers, or burgers slow down or whatnot, they still have much financial stability come off of just this real estate alone. So that's reason number one. Reason number two, as you can see in the top of this article, assets versus liability, revenue versus expenses. You know, they're not going to go that deep into it. But when it came down to my son, his birthday, it was saying, hey, listen, all the things that we usually have on the list for your kid's birthday is about, you know, toys, gifts, you know, cars, shoes, clothes, all these great things. Some of them may be a little bit of cash or whatever. But over time, even cash loses value over time due to inflation. Savings accounts lose value over time due to inflation. You know, those gadgets, toys, clothes, think he's going to outgrow them. Those toys are going to become old as new toys come out. So everything I had on his list was liabilities. Then I thought about it. Well, what if I bought him some assets? What are some assets out there that I can buy for the same price range that I would spend on these particular liabilities? So first, it's only four ways you invest money, and it's really into yourself, real estate, stocks, into business. Well, you know, with $100, $200, it's kind of hard to start a little business, you know, formulating everything and stuff like that. Not saying it can't be done. Number two, you have real estate. Not too much real estate I can buy with $200. So then I had, then I thought about, what if I can invest into him? Maybe I could send him to a school or something like that. Maybe, possibly. Then I thought about stocks. I said, stocks is very cheap, very inexpensive. You know, I can buy him some shares right into his portfolio, right into his account, and, you know, see what happens. Now, because those liabilities, they have no possibility of going to the upside in the future, becoming profitable in most cases, right? So, but an asset, you know, I don't know what the stock will be worth in the future. So, you know what? Let me take a try. And when I purchased the stock for the first time in August of 2017, it turned around so far to this date of this video, maybe 14%, not including the dividends, all of the great stuff like that. So, wasn't a bad investment, but that's another reason. Assets versus liability. Number four, buy what you know. McDonald's is a global brand, as you can see right here. McDonald's is becoming a global empire. I think it's already there, operating in over like 100 countries outside of the U.S. So growing up as a child, I remember passing those golden arches. I remember the Cookie Monster. I remember all the Hamburglar, all the characters, you know, the Happy Meal, the Big Macs, the Quarter Pounders. So does everybody. It's part of American culture now. So I grew up on it. I'm in the age of 34 now. I remember growing up in the 80s and the 90s, you know, loving McDonald's. And then now that I am, you know, that I'm adult, I have now he's seven. And every time I drive by McDonald's, he always, hey, Dad, can I have McDonald's? Can I have a Happy Meal? Daddy, can I have McDonald's? Now, I'm not saying McDonald's is the best brand out there, but food-wise and things like that. But, you know, it's you can't deny that it's a global brand. It's everywhere. It's part of the American culture. So buying what I know, I see it every single day. I hear about it every day. The advertising is there. You're very familiar with it. It's part of the American culture. I grew up on it, so it's something that I feel like I know. So reason number three that I purchased McDonald's stock for my son is because it's a brand that I know. So I decided to buy what I know. Reason number four, McDonald's dividend history. As you can see today, the McDonald's dividend yield is 2.5, and it has a history of paying dividends going all the way back to the 70s. So with, 40 years of paying dividends, and it also made me feel good because ever since I purchased that stock, every quarter since my son has dividends of something, McDonald's paying him dividends, and those dividends being reinvested to purchase him more stocks. That's reason number four that I purchased it. Generational wealth, and hey, I'm getting something out of this stuff. It finds its way into my house anyway. So guess what? Dividends, and having this long history of paying dividends, that is reason number four I decided to pay to purchase this McDonald's stock and add it to his portfolio. Well, that concludes. That's my four reasons. Number one, real estate. Number two, asset over liability. Number three, the brain of buying what I know. Number four, dividends. And just to let you guys know, as a disclaimer, I'm not saying go out and buy McDonald's stocks. This is not sponsored. This is just my personal opinion. But just like anything else, before you purchase anything or make any type of investment, you should sit with a professional to see what is the best fit for you. But as always, don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe, peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.